From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to sign a number of executive orders today as his administration begins its first full week of work. The White House did not elaborate on what issues would be the subject of the executive orders. Mr. Trump is due to meet with the House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan Monday, who has pledged to work with the new president. During a staff swearing-in ceremony, Mr. Trump said immigration and the North American Free Trade Agreement will be on the agenda of their meeting. He also offered help to the people in the U.S. state of Georgia, where a severe storm system spun off an apparent tornado, scattering several destructive areas across that country, or that state rather, while claiming at least 18 lives. Two influential U.S. Republican senators have thrown their support behind President Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, oil executive Rex Tillerson, boosting his chances to be confirmed this week as the Senate works to fill key cabinet posts in the new administration. Hours after Donald Trump took the oath of office Friday, the Senate overwhelmingly confirmed his pick to lead the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security, the confirmations of other nominees are proving to be more contentious. Syrian government and opposition delegates are gathering Monday in Kazakhstan's capital for peace talks backed by Russia and Turkey that rebel sources say would not include direct negotiations. Meantime, a Northeastern University analyst tells VOA disagreements are emerging between Moscow and Damascus. The talks are aimed at primarily shoring up a nearly one-month-old ceasefire arrangement by Russia and Turkey. This is VOA News. West African troops moved into Gambia's capital to secure President Adama Barrow's arrival from the neighboring Senegal, just hours after the former president, Yahya Jammeh, left the country. Some Gambians are welcoming the transition from the former leader, Yahya Jammeh.
We're vicious and powerful and
there is no need to make any concessions to the opposition, and that the infighting should go on and they should take over major regions around the Damascus area and in the south and the north. And the Russians want to move from playing a major role in the conflict and backing the Syrian regime to a position of being a host and a neutral power hosting the meeting and possibly a new agreement.
There is no word when Barrow will return. Barrow reaffirmed on Sunday his plans to establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to shed light on widely alleged human rights abuses during Jammeh's rule, which began in 1994 when he seized power in a bloodless coup. A Cameroon military helicopter has crashed near the country's northern border with Nigeria, killing the commander of the nation's troops and three others. General Jacob Kaji was coordinating the fight against the Boko Haram insurgency. After Sunday's voting in France, the center-leaning Manuel Valls will face the more liberal Benoît Hamon in the runoff on January 29th. That is when left-leaning voters will choose their candidate to confront conservative and nationalist rivals in the presidential election. With Europe shifting to the right politically and the deeply unpopular current president, François Hollande, ruling himself out, the competition is expected to be tough for the socialist nominee in the race in the April-May presidential election. The biggest issues are European Union membership, immigration, and the economy. Samsung, South Korea's largest conglomerate, says an internal investigation has revealed that faulty batteries are responsible for fires that hit its flagship Galaxy Note 7 smartphone last year, causing a nosedive in the company's profits and a serious swipe to its reputation. And for those following American-style football, the U.S. National Football League's Atlanta Falcons will take on the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl championship game on February the 5th in Houston. Both teams posted convincing wins Sunday to advance to one of the greatest annual U.S. sporting events noted. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.